Well, as promised, we're going to bring David Dolan to these microphones. He's a longtime journalist in the Middle East, over 35 years. He knows what's happening there. He understands how all of these new different reports that we're giving are actually a very part of a key plan by Satan, in reality, to put the stage in place for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled, because he's a prophecy student as well as a very credentialed journalist. And David, as we stop to think about what you've been reporting for these many years, I'm sure that you have very interesting memories when the alarm would sound, that 2-minute siren would sound across the entire nation on Holocaust Remembrance Day. And it was at that point in time, a whole nation of 6 million Jews would stop and stand at attention to honor the 6 million Jews that were killed in the Holocaust. Now, I know there's an international Holocaust Remembrance Day put forth and sponsored by the United Nations, but the one in Israel is very special, is it not?
It is, Jimmy. It's every spring when things are coming back to life, the leaves are coming on the trees, and the warmth is returning. That's the time when the Israelis, in April, it's actually usually April, sometimes it's in May, it moves around on the Hebrew calendar, but it's usually, Jimmy, also very close to Adolf Hitler's birthday, which is just a coincidence, but he was born in April, and it often is very near, as it is this year, the Remembrance Day to that. 6 million people, almost everybody in Israel, knows somebody, had a relative or many relatives or certainly friends, acquaintances that lost family in the Holocaust. It affected every Jew in the world, really, but certainly in the Middle East and in Israel. Israel was so much created on the ashes of the Holocaust, and a lot of people don't like to think that the Holocaust actually help the nations to recognize the Jewish need for a homeland, but in fact it did. And Russia and several other countries stated at the UN in 1948 that they only voted for a Jewish state because of what happened earlier in the decade to the Jewish people. A third of the Jewish people on earth, a third, were wiped out. Over 1 million children perished, close to 2 million actually. Many of those died from starvation, a horrible, slow way to die. It's just an incredibly horrific thing. There's nothing that can be said other than it was horrifying and awful and evil. And yes, the nation stops every year, one full day. All the restaurants close, all the movie theaters close, all places of entertainment are shut down. Only museums and anything that has anything educational to do with the Holocaust is open. And people take it very seriously, and it's a day to reflect. And then, of course, 1 week later exactly is the annual Memorial Day for the fallen soldiers, and then Independence Day. And, of course, Jimmy, a very big year here with the 50th anniversary of the reunification of Jerusalem coming up in June, just a couple months from now. So a very special year, and quite a few events being planned.
And on the Temple Mount, this last Passover week, and now that's just about a week and a half ago, when that was taking place across the Jewish world, but in particular in Jerusalem, a lot of interesting things happened. One of the things I noticed, there was a 35% increase in visits by Jewish people to the Temple Mount. And of course, they had the symbolic time of a sacrifice of a lamb near the Temple Mount. They had the blessing, the priestly blessing for about 80,000 there in the Western Wall Plaza. But this increase in Jewish visits to the Temple Mount, a very interesting development, isn't it?
Well, Jimmy, I've seen in the 36 years, it's been now 37, actually, now that I think of it, since I first went to Israel in 1980, I've seen the Jewish interest in the Temple Mount, just as a historical site, but also as a religious site, grow all the time. When I first was in Jerusalem in 1980, really just the Orthodox community there, about a third of the Jewish population, about 30-35% are Orthodox observant Jews, but also just the interest in the Temple Mount and the connection to Jewish history in that has just sort of sunk in more, I would say, with the people. And the opinion polls show 90-some percent would never consider handing over the Temple Mount to an Islamic state, to a Muslim Palestinian state. They just wouldn't. They know that would end all Jewish access to what is Judaism's holiest site on earth, And even if they are among those that don't go or don't care about it personally, they do understand that it's a foundational place for their country, that it is the glue in some ways that holds the Jewish people together and has done so. The desire to, when they were dispersed from the land, to return to the land, to rebuild Jerusalem, and eventually to build a Jewish temple there. So this is something that is growing, and you're aware of it, you report on it, and it is actually happening.
Well, and that includes not only that 30% who are religious, Orthodox, observant Jews, but in addition to that, a number of secular Jews. As you say, they may not be interested in the idea of a temple on the Temple Mount, but they still want to reserve that right to have the location where God has instructed the Jewish people to have their next temple. So it's going to be a key issue that the Israelis will have to deal with in the future, won't it?
Well, it will, and certainly as part of any final peace agreement, which, as I've been stating now for a few years, doesn't look like it's anywhere on the horizon right now. But as part of it, whenever it does come, if it does come, and it may be, of course, that the Antichrist is the only one that can bring that, but certainly the issue of Jerusalem, the issue of the Temple Mount and of Jewish access to Judaism's holy site has got to be addressed. It's got to be a big issue. And Jimmy, you know, many secular Israelis that aren't religious, they support it simply because they have friends and relatives that are religious, and they know it's very important to them that there be one day again a temple on the Temple Mount.
Hey, you're talking about the idea of a peace treaty, some type of reconciliation between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Donald Trump, the president, wants the conflict-ending Israeli-Palestinian deal to come in place, and he's got the Palestinian leader Abbas on his way to meet with him at the White House. But you still don't believe they're going to pull together a peace agreement, do you?
Well, Jimmy, again, we had this week a lot of attacks coming from Hamas. We had some more rocket attacks. We had a visiting student from Britain that was killed. You know, the violence goes on. Hamas still runs the Gaza Strip. Abbas's hold on power, or Mahmoud Abbas's hold on power in Judea and Samaria, is very tenuous. Hamas would like to get rid of him there. Now Marwan Barghouti, who is a leading PLO figure who was jailed by the Israelis after the second Palestinian uprising in 2001, he was charged and convicted, ordering the deaths of quite a few Jews during that time of great terror. He's now on a hunger strike in an Israeli jail. 200, 300 other Palestinians have joined him. There's demonstrations going on all over for them. Well, Barghouti is, according to opinion polls, far more popular on the Palestinian street than Mahmoud Abbas. Abbas is not a popular figure. He's getting quite old. He's clung to power without allowing any elections. He's sort of the technocrat that nobody can do without, but that nobody really cares much about. He's not the man, I don't think, that could bring about any sort of a peace accord. And certainly with the internal chaos in the Palestinian street, and of course the chaos happening all around in the Middle East, all around, so this makes this a very unlikely time. But we have a new president. He's ambitious. He does have some unique features, a son-in-law who's an Orthodox Jew, and his daughter converted as well, and of course his ambassador to Israel, a personal friend who's also an Orthodox Jew. Those are new factors we haven't seen before from the White House. So who knows, but certainly there's many other issues standing in the way. The Israelis, I just was watching Israel television last night, Jimmy, via satellite. They are concerned about the situation in Korea and Syria far more than they are right now thinking about the Palestinians, and that's just the reality.
David Dolan, the man who has the Middle East news update for us on a weekly basis, so essential for us to understand what's going on in that very important region of the world. David, thank you so very much, my good friend. We appreciate it so much.
You're welcome, Jimmy. God bless.